Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. My son, Drew, who's 10 years old, is getting a lesson in time management today.
Oh, how so?
Drew is, I think, and I'm biased, of course, because I'm his dad. I think he's very bright. Super smart.
Mm-hmm.
However, time management and him do not go hand in hand. Because this kid, when he gets assignments, he puts it off until the last second. In fact, there was a night this past week where we couldn't find his homework folder.
Oh, no.
And Paula ended up finding his homework folder underneath his bed. Now, why was it there? Because we discovered in the middle of the night, he woke up and remembered that he had homework due for the next day, went downstairs, got his homework folder, completed his homework in the middle of the night, and then just went to sleep.
Wow. I mean, he didn't miss it, though.
I know.
And he pushed it really close to the wire on that, but like he still did the homework.
That's hilarious that you bring that up, because that's exactly his defense when we spoke to him about it.
Uh-huh.
We're like, Drew, the rule in this house is when you walk in the door after school, you do your homework first and then you do whatever you want. Because when he walks in the door, he's thinking about video games.
Oh, yeah.
And talking on his phone with his friends, and he's not thinking about his homework. The rule is you got to do your homework first. But he just said exactly what you said. He's like, well, at least I did it.
Well, I'm glad that your 10-year-old and I are on the same wavelength. But no, I mean, maybe he just forgot. And he was like, oh my gosh, I got to do that real quick. And you got to give him some kind of kudos for dragging his butt out of bed.
No kudos.
And doing his homework in the middle of the night.
No, I don't. I don't give him any credit for that.
Would you have done that?
What do you mean?
If you remembered that you had homework, would you have woken up in the middle of the night, gotten out of bed, and done it?
I don't know. I was a terrible student. I have no idea what I would do.
My point exactly.
But he has this project due today in his class, and he's been working on it for the past couple of weeks. And I'll be honest, I have no idea what the project is. I don't have the first clue of what it is. I know that he's had to use Google Slides.
Okay, that's a start.
And I guess, this is what I found out last night. It had to be printed out and turned in today.
Okay.
I don't know why. Why, if it's on Google Slides, I don't know why you have to print it out. I don't know. I mean, I'm not
save the trees. I thought they had Chromebooks.
So Drew mentions to us last night, oh, I need this printed out for this morning. He mentions this like at 9:10 last night.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a working printer in the house.
I'm glad that you don't either. I've never had a working printer.
Nobody
like my
does.
Entire life. For some reason, it's always like I have one. It just never works.
And that's been
the story of like the last decade of my life. So, yeah, that's a little late for him to come to you and say, hey, I need this printed when you don't have a working printer.
Now, he claims that he brought it up this past Sunday, and I said, okay, you might have done that, but you need to follow up. This is your responsibility. This is your assignment. You should have been on top of this.
You need to be circling back, checking in email form.
And you certainly don't need to bring this up to us at 10 after 9 the night before it's due. Now we can't help you. Now we can't even run to the library and help you.
Hey, devil's advocate, though. At least he remembered. At least he's not like at school and comes home today and is like, yeah, I got in trouble because I forgot to print this thing. At least you know that he knows that that's due today.
That is,
and he just didn't have a way to print it.
That's ridiculous, and I do not accept that as an excuse.
Would that be counted as, weaponized incompetence?
On Drew's part?
Maybe.
I don't think so. I think this is just really bad.
Malicious compliance?
I think this is bad time management skills on his part. So I emailed his teacher last night explaining what has happened. Now, I don't want his teacher to let him off the hook.
Oh, you don't?
I'm just letting his teacher know what he's in for this morning. I kind of like to do that, you know, because the teacher is expecting things to go a certain way. And here's my son, Drew, who's going to throw off his entire day by walking in without his assignment done. So I'm just giving the teacher the heads up.
Watch the teacher, like, not even care.
No, he did.
And just be like, oh, no, that's cool. Bring it tomorrow.
No, his teacher emailed me back and said they've known about the assignment for a couple of weeks. He said, I can print it out for him, but he's going to lose a couple points because time management was part of this task.
Oh.
Thank you for letting me know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm going to give Drew the heads up what he's in store for today. Will this lesson sink in? Probably not, because it's Drew.
Yeah, probably not. He's only 10.
He sounds exactly like you. It sounds like he's not accepting responsibility for this. He's blaming everybody else for this time snafu and not accepting his own responsibility.
I just want to manage your expectations and let you know that I turned 32 in like a month and a half and I still am not good at time management. Yeah. Like, this might be a lifelong thing.
It doesn't make me feel good at all. All right. Thank you for being here this morning. We have good vibes coming up. I think people are going to brag about their grad today. I'm excited about that. What else? We have Am I the Bleep Hole? Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Thanks for being here this morning. The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104. Did your husband Bryce get the lawn mowed yesterday before the rain came?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
No, he did not. He did one strip down the yard. I don't really know what he was doing or if he just forgot to finish. But there is like one strip down the backyard that is mowed and nothing else.
Does he use a bag where the bag picks up all the clippings as he's mowing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But see, the thing is that we didn't know that you have to get those big paper bags to put the grass clippings in to put them by the trash. So that was another thing. We didn't have any of those paper bags. And that's part of the reason that he's saying he couldn't finish the job because he had to empty it. And he had nowhere to put the grass clippings.
Yeah, that's a thing. You can get those anywhere.
We did. We got them already, though. We went to Lowe's, so we're all set.
But here's the problem, and this is coming from experience, because it's the backyard that we're talking about. You guys have maintained the front yard, so the front yard is decent.
It's decent.
It's the backyard that has gotten overgrown.
Yes.
So what happens is, especially when you have a mower that picks up all the grass clippings, and you let your grass get really high, you basically only make it down like a whole strip before the entire bag is full.
Oh.
And then you have to keep dumping the bag like every time you take a swipe through the yard.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying. And that's why I tried to stay on top of it because it is annoying that you go down one strip and then you got to stop and then your lawnmower gets clogged with all the grass and you got to clean it out and then you dump it and then you do another one like that and then it's clogged again. And so that's why you need to stay on top of it. That may be what he experienced. He went down one strip of the backyard
and it was just filled
and it was clogged. And now he's like, oh no, I got a big problem.
Very possible.
The issue now is over the next few days, it's only going to get worse. With this rain, that grass is going to be very lush and green.
It's going to be like up to my knees.
Yes.
He already keeps trying to push this off on me. And last night he's like, do you want to learn how to mow? And I was like, not really.
Do you want to learn?
Not really. This is like the third time in a week that he's like, do you want me to teach you how to use it? And I'm like, are you trying to hint at something? Do you want me to do this? And then he's like, no, no, I can do it. I'm like, then do it.
If he got himself into this mess, then he needs to get himself out of it. However, it might be nice for you to go out and help him out and help him with the clogs, with the grass clogs, because there's going to be a lot of grass that he's got to get through.
I feel like this is character building for him. We're first-time homeowners. I feel like this is something he needs to experience on his own.
No, I get it. I mean, I am raising children myself.
Also, this should teach him, hopefully, to not let the grass get this long.
Again, that's the lesson that I learned. Okay, this morning, good vibes. I'm very excited about this. I think we have our first brag about your grad good vibe coming up this morning. But we've got room for many more. 216-474-0104. Good vibes coming up at 655.
Hang tight. Bill and Alyssa have more confessions, conversations in Cleveland. Next on the Q Morning Show. This is Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
Morning.
Do you want to brag about your grad?
Yeah.
What are we graduating from, first of all?
Well, it made me laugh when you said preschool, because my firstborn is graduating from preschool next week.
Oh, we have the first graduation of many.
Right.
How are you preparing yourself for this?
Well, we've enrolled him in kindergarten, and that was exciting and scary. We actually have our kindergarten tour tonight.
Ooh.
He's excited. He was funny, though. He goes, okay, Mom, so if I don't like this kindergarten, we can always look at other ones, right? I'm like, no, buddy, that's not how that works. We tour the preschools, but kindergarten is where you go.
I was wondering more, how are you preparing yourself emotionally for watching a graduation ceremony? Because I'm assuming that your son is going to be dressed up in a cap and gown.
And it's your firstborn, you said?
Yeah, he's five.
Oh, so there's going to be tears.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Make sure to be strapped with some Kleenex on you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're excited about it, though.
You know, Will, I got to see his preschool graduation, and I was bawling. I didn't expect it.
Were you really just sobbing?
With Drew, he didn't get to have one because of COVID.
Oh.
I actually have a really nice picture. The preschool did take really nice pictures of the kids in their caps and gowns, but they never actually got to have the ceremony because of COVID.
Oh, that's a bummer.
You put a song on at home and have him do the pop.
Just walk around the house.
So, Crystal, what's your son's name?
Lucas.
Congratulations to Lucas, and enjoy the graduation ceremony next week.
Thank you. You guys take care.
216-474-0104. Brag about your grad. Whatever they're graduating from, preschool, going into high school, college grad. 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I feel like this is a good thing. In the news today, the U.S. Senate has passed the No Tax on Tips Act unanimously. 100-person vote. Nobody voted against it.
What does it do? I mean, it sounds like no tax on tips, which sounds great, I think.
It removes federal income tax on tips for service workers like waiters and bartenders, hairdressers, anybody who works on tips.
Okay.
So the act allows a tax deduction of up to $25,000 for cash tips, but workers must report their tips to their employers.
Mm.
And just like everything I read in the news right now, I mean, I read this and I'm like, okay, this sounds good. Is it really good?
I don't know.
because I'm scared. I don't know. I don't know either.
That's interesting, though, because I remember when I was a waitress, we were supposed to report all of our tips, but our cash tips, we really did not report those because, yeah, they'd be taxed. So we just wouldn't report them.
So if you were someone that worked in the service industry, you work on tips, would this be more enticing then to report every tip that you have, because it says here you must report your tips to your employers?
I mean, you're always supposed to have been reporting your tips. It's never been okay to not report them. I'm just saying what we used to do back in my day.
Well, when I see that the Senate passed something unanimously, I mean, that's shocking to me these days. So I hope this is a good thing.
Yeah, if anybody knows any more about this, maybe you're somebody in the service industry and you kind of know how this is going to affect you more, call us up, let us know.
Yeah, how does this change your life? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. We were talking about how the Senate has passed the No Tax on Tips Act unanimously, 100-0. And what this is supposed to do is remove federal income tax on tips for service workers. And I was just wondering if it's a good thing. I mean, is that something that...
It sounds like a good thing.
...that everybody wants? Because, you know, sometimes in government, things happen, and not everybody is happy about it.
Don't hint at the truth.
Someone texted in the state of Ohio, you're only legally obligated to claim 10% of your total tips, which means typically you claim all credit card tips and not cash. But the problem is you don't make anything on paper.
Oh, so then like when you try to go get, say, like a new car or like sign a lease for an apartment, it looks like you have no proof of income.
So the texter continues, so if you need proof of income, this only makes it harder if you don't claim your tips. But if you want to show how much you actually make and get more on your returns and stuff like that, then you should claim them.
Okay.
All right. So did that make sense to you?
Kind of. a little bit.
Is it a good thing?
Still not sure. The verdict is out. This is not our wheelhouse. You know what is our wheelhouse? Taylor Swift.
I was just trying to understand the news. That's all I was trying to do. All right,
we got to stay in our lane, Bill.
What's going on with Taylor Swift?
Wow, there is some stuff happening. So you told me about this, I think, last week, that the internet is speculating that Taylor Swift might be up to something with the AMAs, the American Music Awards, coming up.
Yeah, that's Memorial Day. Memorial Day evening is the American Music Awards.
Yes, so May 26th, a.k.a. Monday, Memorial Day. And I finally got it on my For You page yesterday, the Taylor Swift speculation, because I'll just read it verbatim. Mm-hmm. So Taylor Swift, she released Look What You Made Me Do, Taylor's version, via The Handmaid's Tale, a new episode of The Handmaid's Tale. Look What You Made Me Do is also the sixth song on her sixth album. And she decided to do it, to release her version, 6 days before the AMAs on May 26th. Also, to get just a little bit deeper, The Handmaid's Tale, which is the show that the song premiered in, Taylor's mm-hmm. version of Look What You Made Me Do, we are in the sixth season of The Handmaid's Tale. And also, the AMAs being on 5/26, 5 plus 2 plus 6... is what? 13. I don't know what all of this means, but the Swifties seem to think it means something.
I don't know how they decipher these things.
I don't know.
I mean, Einstein couldn't have figured that out.
Seriously, like, this is like some mathematics, some equations. This is more complicated than anything I ever learned in honors calculus.
So you're saying that this Taylor Swift song already dropped, it's already available.
So they're saying that it's like a snippet of the song, but the snippet is like 2 minutes and 20 seconds. But, so I'm just saying it's out.
What is all this leading to then? What are the Swifties speculating is going to happen on Monday? That's what I don't understand.
Something at the AMAs with Taylor Swift.
I know, but what?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm assuming Reputation, Taylor's version.
So these are the clues, the Easter eggs.
Yes, these are the Easter eggs leading up to it. And one could take an educated guess to say that something, something, Taylor's version, Reputation, something, something is in the works.
All right. Well, I guess we will see on Memorial Day. Coming up this morning, Am I the Bleep Hole? Alan is going to join us.
Oh, boy. What's Alan think he's the Bleep Hole for?
I love just saying this. Alan yelled at a little kid. He's going to defend himself.
He's beefing with a child.
Am I the Bleep Hole? On the way next.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? Let's get to it here. Alan in Sheffield Lake is joining us because someone in his life has accused him of being a bleep hole, of doing something wrong, or of saying something wrong. Let's go to Alan to find out what's going on. Alan, good morning.
Morning.
So who thinks you are a bleep hole, sir?
Well, a lot of people, but specifically, there's one guy that wants to kick my ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a little more serious than I was envisioning.
Yeah, somebody definitely thinks you're a bleep hole.
Yes. I have that effect sometimes.
Okay, so what did you do?
I was at a Guardians game a while back with my family. Mm-hmm. You know, we're having a good time. And, you know, we're playing the Phillies. And it was Mother's Day was the following day. So it was a weekend.
Okay.
And so it's just normal, you know, and I'm just sitting there for three innings straight. So this kid behind me, you know, like when you're on an airplane and people are like kicking the back of your seat, this is what was happening at the game.
Oh,
but it was like, I don't know what it was about the seat that made it where it was like 10 times worse than being on an airplane. And I kept looking back, like you just kick, boom, boom, boom. And I kept looking back at him. And then I would look at his parents to try to like cause some shame. You know, I would try that, you know. And he had to know what he was doing because I made it very, very obvious. But nothing happened. The kid didn't stop doing it. The parents didn't do anything. They even let the kid, he was like running up and down the aisles. He was like bumping into people, you know, vendors and stuff, you know, like it was just a mess.
Oh, I'm sure beer was flying everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, best case scenario, it's annoying. Worst case scenario, he's knocking stuff over. But, so I eventually just got sick of it. And I turned around and I looked at the kid and I just let it out. I was like, stop kicking my seat. You know, just tried to like puff up a little bit, you know, and his dad was not a fan.
Oh, his dad. I thought you were going to say the kid thinks you're a bleep hole. No, the dad thinks you're a bleep hole. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, no, the dad. No, the kid. I'm currently not scared of the kid, but the dad.
The dad's another story.
Yeah, the dad stands up and he's like, do not address my kid like that. Like, just, you know, he got a little intense. And then he's like, if you have a problem, talk to me. Don't talk to my kid, even though I've been giving his kid the side eye for three innings straight. And his wife was chirping in. It got intense. And so it got pretty uncomfortable. And so the guards were losing pretty bad. You know, I'm not a Fairweather fan, but it was like, it was time to go. So we got up and left. And, you know, my wife thinks I should have just let the whole thing go. But I don't know. I think the kid was ruining – I mean, he was ruining my enjoyment of the game despite the score. And, he was bothering other people as well. So, I mean, he ruined my night. He ruined a lot of people's night. So, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. Am I the bleep hole for that scenario?
I do have one more question. And you probably just ballpark this, no pun intended. How old was the kid?
Like 7 or 8.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay. I have one other question as well. So this kid is kicking your seat the entire night at the Guardians game.
Yep.
And you turned around and you made eye contact with the parents, but you didn't actually say anything until you turned around and addressed the kid and said, "Stop kicking my seat." Is that right? You didn't ask for them to handle the situation. It was more like you giving them eyes.
Right.
Okay.
Trying to give the message telepathically, if you will.
Okay, your thoughts, Alyssa. Is Alan the bleep hole here?
Ooh, Alan, I don't know, actually.
Really don't know?
I really don't know where I stand on this. Because I think about it, if I was one of the parents, I also wouldn't want someone yelling at my kid. I don't care what they were doing.
That's where I'm coming at from this.
But at the same time, Alan, I mean, that sucks too. Because you're sitting there at a baseball game having the worst time of your life in a seat that you paid for.
Right, 100%.
All right, I got to say, Alan, I'm sorry. Total bleep hole here. I'm sorry. I got to say it. The fact that you turned around to address the kid, which might have traumatized the kid, I'd feel the same way if I was that dad. I think the fact that you did not say anything to the parents until that point is the issue here for me.
To be fair,
that's the key issue.
From what the dad and the mom sound like, from what you've said, Alan, I don't know that it would have gone any better if you would have addressed the parents, but I think I'm leaning in that direction too, Bill.
216-474-0104. Am I wrong? Is Alyssa wrong? I think Alan's the bleep hole. I know the kid was kicking his seat, but I don't think you address a kid. I don't think you get into a kid's face. 216-474-0104. Am I the bleep hole? The Q Morning Show is Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, am I the bleep hole? Alan in Sheffield Lake was at the Guardians game a few weeks back, and he's trying to enjoy the game. He's sitting in his seat, and some kid is just kicking his seat the entire game. And Alan's turning around, giving the parents the side eye. He's like, "Look, you see what's happening here?" But he doesn't say anything. Doesn't actually say those words.
He lets 3 innings go by. He just sits there for 3 innings with this kid going crazy.
Finally, he turns around and addresses the kid and says, "Will you stop kicking my seat?" And then the dad of the kid did not care for that. He stood up. Words were exchanged. No one was kicked out of the game. Alan just eventually just left the game. But he's asking, am I the bleep hole for turning around and talking to this kid? Because the dad was upset. Did I do the wrong thing here? Katie and Berea, good morning.
Good morning.
Is Alan the bleep hole?
Everybody here is bleep hole.
So, everybody.
You know what? I actually like that answer the best. Everybody involved is a bleep hole.
Now, why do you say that, Kay?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I always listen to you guys in the morning, and a lot of times when these bleep hole scenarios come on, it's just the one person who's a bleep hole. But literally everybody, because as a parent myself of 2 young kids, one being 8, I think it's completely ridiculous that they let their kid do this. It's not that they didn't notice. It's that they were just ignoring it. So they're just letting their kid go nuts. But then again, this guy is the bleep hole because you don't address the kid, you address the parent. So it's just wrong everywhere.
All right. Thank you, Katie. Thank you for listening this morning.
I don't know if that makes it better or worse that, like, everyone's a bleep hole. I don't know if that'll make Alan feel better or not.
Brittany in Westlake, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Alan the bleep hole?
So I love the last answer, 1,000%. I kind of agree with that everybody's a bleep hole. But as a mom, I would have probably said something sooner, and I probably would have addressed the kid. I always tell my 14-year-old, if somebody is out there being a parent to you when I'm not around, that means you're doing something you weren't supposed to be doing anyways. That child obviously needs a parent because his kid the other guy was not being a parent. He was letting his kid kick the seat. He knew about it. So, but I definitely love the last answer for sure, because I get the whole not addressing somebody else's kid, but at the same time, I would have done it because you let your kid kick somebody else's seat. So obviously that kid needed a parent.
Thank you, Brittany.
Okay, another vote for bleep holes all around.
Patrick is in Oberlin. Patrick, you don't think that Alan is the bleep hole?
Oh, no, man. Look, like they said, that those parents knew exactly what that kid was doing. He's 7 or 8. He's in second or third grade. The first thing they teach you is, if you are in a public place, you sit down and you obey the rules and you be polite. Now, inning one, you can't bring it up inning one. Like, every kid going to a baseball game is going to be so hype and so excited. It makes sense that he's kicking his seat a little bit because he's super hype. You know, he's juiced up.
Yeah.
Inning two, you kind of lose a little leeway in inning two. I'm not going to lie. By inning three, that's the perfect time to bring that up. That is the ideal time because then it's a pattern. He's not quitting. And, like, the parents are right there. It's not like he took the kid aside and then yelled at him in front of, like, a hot dog stand. You know, he did it in front of the parents where the parents could see it and the parents are involved because the parents weren't getting involved. I think that makes a big difference. Like, if he's just yelling at a strange kid, I think that's way different. Then he's the bleep hole.
But he didn't ask the parents. He didn't get the parents involved. That was my issue with it. Like, I can remember one time that I took Will to a movie when Will was very young.
Uh-huh.
Adorable.
And some dad turned around to me and said, "Hey, your kid is kicking my seat." And I didn't realize it. And so I'm like, "Will, you know, keep your feet down." And I'm glad that the dad said something to me and didn't say something to Will, which might have ruined his enjoyment of the movie because some stranger yelled at him.
Okay, but also, devil's advocate, I'll play the other side. That's a movie. It's dark outside. You're at the Guardians game. It's very bright. We've got those big stadium lights. The parents can see, like, what is happening next to them. I'm kind of with everybody, though, at least. I understand what everybody is saying, that those parents knew that that kid was being a nightmare. I still think that Alan is a bleep hole for yelling at a child, but I'm going to go ahead and change my answer to everyone is the bleep hole. It's very rare that everyone in a situation is a bleep hole, but I think that this one fits that.
Okay, we're assuming a lot, maybe assuming a little too much for me, but I'll go along with it just for the sake of ending the segment on a good note.
But you don't think that the parents knew?
Not necessarily. Oh. I mean, I don't want to just assume that, especially if they have multiple kids, like Alan said, that maybe you didn't notice that your kid was kicking the seat.
Maybe. I don't know.
I was too busy watching the hot dog race.
Yeah, it's a good race.
All right, coming up this morning, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Speaking of places where you can take your kids and let them run around wild, they can kick things there. They can explore things.
And they're allowed to.
The Great Lakes Science Center. So we have tickets for that coming up during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Hang on, we need someone to play with us in about 10 minutes.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Going to Rootstown today. Amber is here. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
You are going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions. If you get more of them right than Alyssa, you will win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have 5 questions. Are you ready, Amber?
I hope so. Let's go.
Blossom Music Center is located in this city.
Chicago Falls.
Question 2. In the movie or movies, the Mighty Ducks, what sport do they play?
Hockey.
Question 3. Fresh from her appearance at Coachella and millions of people attending her concert in Brazil, this song from Lady Gaga from 2009 is now back on the music charts.
Oh, God. I have no idea. I can't even come up with one.
What?
I know. How terrible is that?
Should we move on to question 4? This distilled Mexican beverage is made from the blue agave plant.
Tequila.
Final question.
This hit TV show took place in Lima, Ohio.
Lima, Ohio TV show. Ooh. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever heard of one.
Do you just want to guess a TV show?
No, I don't have anything.
All right, we'll end it there. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Alyssa, will you please come on back into the studio?
Not too bad.
It was terrible.
You say it's terrible. I have you down for 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Which is not terrible, and certainly you have a chance to win this game, even with 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Okay, Alyssa is back. Alyssa, meet Amber in Rootstown.
Good morning, Amber, all the way in Rootstown.
Yep, good morning.
Good morning.
She just went 3 for 5. She says it's terrible. I say it's pretty good.
That's pretty good. We play this game a lot, so we can definitely say it's not bad.
But let's find out how you do compared to Amber. Question number one, Alyssa. Blossom Music Center is located in this city. You just know where
Cuyahoga
it is.
Cuyahoga Falls.
Like, you know where it is, but you don't know where you're traveling.
Like, I just totally blanked.
Question two. In the movie or movies, The Mighty Ducks, what sport do they play?
Hockey.
That is correct. Fresh from her appearance at Coachella and millions of people attending her concert in Brazil, this song from Lady Gaga from 2009 is now back on the music charts.
Just Dance?
Sorry, it's Bad Romance.
Oh, really?
Bad Romance now once again charting in the Billboard Hot 200.
Are the kids like rediscovering Gaga?
It's quite possible.
I love that for them. Imagine rediscovering Gaga for the first time.
My teenager put on Goo Goo Dolls the other day and was like, oh, have you ever heard of this? I'm like, have I ever heard of this? Yes.
I know. I actually love it.
I've seen them in concert. Thank you.
I love it because kids are now experiencing music that we love and I don't mind hearing. So if that music is on, it's fine with me. My son, Will, 14 years old, asking me about George Michael.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is so awesome.
So it gives me a reason to play George Michael on in the car.
Okay, the kids are getting cool again if they're getting into this kind of music.
All right, let's get back into this. The score, Alyssa has 2, and she needs 3 to tie. So 2 questions left. Question 4. This distilled Mexican beverage is made from the blue agave plant.
Tequila.
Tequila is correct.
All right. Da, 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 da.
Let's see if Alyssa wins this game today instead of just tying. This hit TV show took place in Lima, Ohio.
There is a TV show that takes place in Lima?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm actually really surprised that nobody knows this.
What?
Well, somebody knows it, but just not the two of you.
Yeah, I got nothing,
really?
Man. I got nothing.
That was the thing of the TV show Glee.
Are you serious?
I never knew that. Weird.
That's so weird. Glee took place in Lima? There's no way. That is not accurate.
Do you want to fact check it real quick?
No. I believe you. I'm just saying.
No, you don't. You don't believe me.
I believe you. I'm saying that the producers of that show have clearly never been to Lima.
Okay. I didn't say they filmed it in Lima. I just said that was the setting for the show.
I know. I'm just saying that's a strange setting for a show.
I don't think it's strange at all. All right. So we have a tie today. That's where we end up. Amber and Alyssa tie. Amber, you were great. Thank you so much for calling and playing today.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes. Good job, Amber.
Thanks. We got the same one. So I feel better about myself.
Yes, me too. I feel so much better. And you should feel really good because you're still walking away with a 4-pack of passes to the Great Lakes Science Center.
Awesome. My kids will love that. My name is Amber, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Great to have you with us. It's Bill and Alyssa. Before we get to Alyssa's cat update, my wife Paula is very random on the text.
Oh, what'd she say?
A bunch of things, like just random fun facts she is sending out this morning. Are couples like this where you just, whatever thought goes through your mind, you just randomly text your partner?
Oh, I think so. I'm pretty sure that's everybody.
So this morning, well, as you know, Alyssa, my dishwasher conked out within the past couple of weeks. We had to take the old one out, get a new dishwasher.
You've been washing all the dishes by hand.
Yes. I put the old dishwasher on the tree lawn last night for refuse pickup, and she texted me this morning, someone took the dishwasher.
Oh, that's good.
Like someone just driving along. And just,
wait, that's not good, because now they're going to realize that it doesn't work.
Why else would I have it on the tree lawn?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point.
Like, you think that's where I keep my dishwasher?
Right? And just like, oh, well, I just decided to get a new one because I just felt like it. This one's fine.
There's no outlet there. Can't. There's no electricity.
Yeah, you got to know what you're in for at that point.
And then she texts me, oh, my God, Nick and Stacy, those are our neighbors. They have another rug they're throwing out.
Is she going to grab it?
I don't know. She thinks that they throw out rugs a lot. And then she texted later, do you know anything about the dead squirrel in front of Nick's house?
Well, do you know anything about it?
Why would I know anything about a dead squirrel in front of our neighbor's house?
I don't know, but now I want to know about the dead squirrel in front of your neighbor's house. Why is it there? How did it get there?
Why does she notice these things? I texted back, yes, I threw it there to send him a message.
Why are your neighbors always throwing away rugs, too?
I don't know.
I kind of love this, though, because living in a house for the first time, like having our own home and being first-time homeowners, we're starting to like notice little things like that, too, about our
neighbors.
Yeah. It's pretty fun, though.
Like, and then Paula just texted, a Topgolf is being built in Avon.
So, wow, she is all over the place this morning.
Yeah, just a lot of information.
Great information, but yeah, all over the place.
Okay, so your little kitty, Ozzy. You've had Ozzy for how long now?
6 days. We got him a week ago tomorrow.
And he has been sequestered in the house.
Yes, he has been sequestered to the bedroom. I've talked about this, but when you have cats, really, even if you only have one, you start them out in a small space. You don't want to overwhelm them. But if you have more than one cat, you have to go really slow introducing them. But yesterday was a big day in our house.
Why?
The kitty pods are open.
So the kitties met the other kitties.
Yes. So we've been kind of looking at this like Love is Blind. So right now, if you watch Love is Blind, our cats are in the stage where they have had their face-to-face meeting, but they're not on their honeymoon yet. They're not living together yet. We did the introduction last night. I posted a video on our Instagram so that you can see for yourself how the first intro went at the Q Morning Show. We had a gate up. Ozzy was still in the bedroom. Caboodle was on the outside, on the other side of the gates. Mm-hmm. That's our 3-year-old cat. And they did pretty good. Ozzy was really excited. He figured out that he could fit his head through the gate, which was a problem because then I had to hold him.
Oh.
Because otherwise, if they can get their head through a space, their whole body can get through.
Oh.
So
okay.
He managed to get his head through, and I was like, oh, I didn't think you could fit through there, but okay. And they did their face-to-face. Caboodle got some of her hisses out. But for the most part, I would say it was pretty successful.
Did they play at all? Did they?
No.
No, not that.
No, we are not there yet. Not okay. Even close. We are still testing the waters. But we had a couple of hisses, but no squabbles. So I would say that is progress. We did a couple of, like, we did them, like, 3 or 4 different times last night because we haven't, like, totally put them in the same space yet.
Mm-hmm.
We still have Ozzy in the bedroom at night.
Could you do anything to speed up this process? Like, could there be, like, a weekend getaway where all the cats go to a hotel somewhere or...
I mean, we could just staycation. Put them all in a room and have them, like, duke it out on their own, but I don't think that's very responsible, and we're not going to do that.
Maybe they can all get together and kill a squirrel and throw it in front of my neighbor Nick's house.
You know what? Maybe that is a good idea. I think that would bring them all together pretty well.
Cat bonding.
Cat bonding. A cat team bonding outing. Go catch a squirrel.
All right. Glad you're making progress over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I posted that Instagram video on our page at the Q Morning Show. It's in our stories.
I want to see it. That's cute. Okay. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play again this morning, 8:55, the Q Morning Show.
It's the one day a week you
nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to go back in time?
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we were just talking about how Alyssa has now introduced the cats. Ozzy and the two cats that she already has, she's kept them sequestered for the past week, for the last 6 days. And then last night, she brought them out and let them all meet each other for the first time.
They're still not together. They're all not, like, in the same room, but we had a chance for them to, like, see each other and play a little bit and then separated them again.
And then Tom called up. Tom's in Rocky River. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What are your thoughts there?
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. You millennials have just gone berserk. Put the darn cats together and move on. You bring your animals home, you put them in the house, you do what you do. You are unbelievably ridiculous.
Oh my gosh, these are my kids. These are like my children. I need to make sure that the introduction goes well.
If I bring my kids home from the hospital, do I keep them sequestered for a week and then I just slowly introduce them to the other kids? No.
I don't know. Have you tried it? It might make things go smoother.
It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you do with your kids. They're all crazy anyways. But Alyssa, you are being obnoxiously ridiculous.
This is how you're supposed to introduce cats. I'm not kidding. This is what the shelter told me. This is what every vet ever has told me.
Well, we've had many cats. We've had them last a long time. You bring them home, you put them together, you move on. Everybody's happy. If they don't like each other, they don't like each other. Too darn bad.
I don't think you understand. My cat, like the Ozzy, the new one, he already peed on my pillow once. Okay?
Well,
the cats rule our house.
Well, that's fine, but put them together. It's not going to change anything.
It's easier said than done, sir. Well, it really is.
Well, I think what you need to do is focus on that backyard grass is what I think.
Yeah. You know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but that's not my focus. That should be my husband's focus.
Alyssa,
I'm not taking responsibility for that backyard.
Alyssa and Bryce in their new house at Parma Heights, they're only mowing the front yard. They're not mowing the back. And that's going to, I mean, anybody knows, that's going to catch up with you.
What if you put the cats in the backyard? Maybe they would eat the grass and cut it down for you. And they can all hang out together.
Ideas.
Ideas. Give me ideas.
I do like the idea of having kids and then keeping the kids sequestered for a while.
Slow introductions.
Right.
Hey, it might help. I don't know. Just a thought.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much.
We did just get a text from Deanne in Olmsted Falls. Thank you, Deanne. She said, Alyssa did it right. Don't listen to him.
Okay. Is it my turn now? Because Arlene's still on hold, and Arlene has a problem with me.
Oh, yeah. We've got somebody mad at you on the line, too. I forgot about that.
Is there a certain moon in the sky? Is something happening this morning? It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, this is my favorite, to be honest with you. This is my favorite part of the show.
What, when people just call up and are mad at us?
Well, not necessarily mad, but it's just the immediate reaction to whatever we're doing and whatever we're talking about. That's my favorite part of the show when we can talk about stuff like that. Like Tom calling up about you talking about your cats and keeping them sequestered for a week. And then,
I do love it. That cracked me up.
Yeah, I like that part of the show. And now we got to find out what Arlene is riled up about. Arlene, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I understand that you're kind of mad at me for something that I said on the show yesterday, I believe. Is that right, Arlene?
Yeah, just a little bit mad.
All right. I mean, tell me about it. I mean, the floor is yours. Like, if I did something wrong or if I said something, then I want the opportunity to correct that behavior if I can. So what did I do? What did I say?
Lay it on him.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard of weaponized incompetence? Because that is totally you.
Well, I've heard of incompetence. Weaponized incompetence?
Exactly. This isn't like the first time you've done this either. I've been listening to you guys for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the water meter. The fact that you don't know how to use your own washing machine. You have no idea how to use your own dishwasher. Bill, that is unacceptable.
Okay, weaponized incompetence.
Wait, you really don't know what that means, Bill?
No, I'm reading it. It describes a tactic where someone pretends to be incompetent at a task to avoid responsibility.
Yeah.
All right, you're saying that that's me? You're saying that I am weaponized incompetence?
100%.
Okay, are you referring to yesterday on the show when I talked about how I had no idea where my water meter was?
Yeah, I think so.
Exactly.
Okay.
You should know that.
Okay, well, hold on a second. So weaponized incompetence is a tactic where someone pretends to be incompetent. I'm not pretending. I don't know where my water meter was. That was
Well, you're learning what weaponized incompetence is, so that's a step. But you dismiss the notices you get from Cleveland Water?
Right, but I told you that I read the notice and I didn't understand it. Like, I didn't understand what it was asking me to do.
Yeah, but she takes the time to show you these things. I mean, you should know how to do this by now.
She doesn't show me. She showed me how to do the washing machine once, but it's a complicated.
And the dishwasher. Come on. No, you should be. You like refuse to learn how to do it. It's like, how many times does she need to show you how to do it? Like,
I'm not refusing how to do it.
I love this. Are you being paid by Paula? Did Paula pay you to call us?
And now we have a new dishwasher in the house, and I don't know how to work that because it's new.
Oh boy.
It's probably got an app to show you. I mean, honestly, you can't. But this, I don't even know how you're still married. I feel bad for her.
Oh, I think I have some other redeeming qualities. I must.
You were just preparing her to be a mother. That's all.
All right, Arlene. I promise you that I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm just being me. I'm just being honest. I don't know how things work.
Whatever. I'll still be listening.
All right. Thank you, Arlene.
All right. Have a good one.
We'll go in peace. I think Arlene was tougher on me than Tom was on you.
I have to agree.
216-474-0104. Weaponized incompetence. That's not what I'm doing, though, right? That's not what I'm doing.
No, I think for you, it's just more so like you're actually just clueless.
I would be interested if anyone is actually doing that or would admit to that. Or if they think that their SO is doing that. That they purposely pretend like they don't know how to do something. To get out of doing
just
something.
Just to get out of it.
Right.
I'm sure somebody out there is doing it.
216-474-0104. Shaboozy and good news. The Q Morning Show.
Now what a hell of a year it's been.
Shaboozy. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it's Q104. Katie in Brecksville is joining us right now. Katie, do you agree with Arlene? Am I weaponized incompetence?
Absolutely. 100%.
She did not stutter. Didn't skip a beat.
But I don't think I fit the definition, though, Katie. I am not pretending like I don't know how to do things. I legitimately do not know how to do things.
Okay, so we'll say that you had no wife and kids. We'll say that you were on your own. Would you know how to use would you have figured out on your own some way to use the microwave, the dishwasher, the
washing machine,
the stove, the whatever in the house? Would you have had to figure out on your own where your water meter was? Because I 1,000% assure you, you would have to do all that.
Yes, of course. I've lived on my own. I would figure those things out. Absolutely.
Okay, so then why is it your wife's duty to know where all of the the water meter is and how to use the dishwasher and stuff like that? And
the water meter was an outlier. I think my wife guessed. I don't think I knew where the gas meter was. I just didn't know where the water meter was.
You actually thought that the gas meter was the water meter.
And I was going to say, how often is yours checked? Because it's like ours gets checked like annually. Like they annually make sure that it's like in working order.
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever had to deal with the water meter.
Maybe you're just not home when the person comes by, so that's why Paula knew.
It's in the house. I thought the water meter was outside, to be honest with you. Look,
They used to be, and then they moved them all inside. That's been relatively, like, in the past, like, 5 years.
Katie, I know it sounds bad, but we do have a good system. I don't know how to use the washing machine, but I certainly know how to fold all the clothes that come out of the dryer, because my wife doesn't do any folding. And I think that she has the better part of the deal there, because it takes, like, what, less than 2 minutes to throw in a load of wash, and it takes 40 minutes to fold all the clothes in the house.
Is she treating stains for your kids' sports stuff?
Oh.
And, like, stain and things that, like, splash on it and, you know, and, like, dirt and whatever? Because that is not a fast. That's not a fast, like, thing to take care of.
That's true. You do have two boys who both play a lot of sports.
Yep, and grass stains are a pain. Though I will say that the Dawn Power Wash like spray stuff that will get grass stains out of like anything. It will get spaghetti stains out of like white towels without bleach.
You taking notes, Bill? You better be.
Also gets sweat stains out of stuff too.
Oh, good to know.
Just so you know, it's great. That stuff is like magic.
I'm just saying that I do my stuff, too. It's not like I'm not holding up my end.
Okay.
He folds the laundry, and he will cling to that until the day that he dies.
Takes so long.
I mean, as long as, you know, you guys are happy and you guys have a system, but coming from, like, somebody who got tired of the weaponized incompetence and said bye-bye, you know, there's only so much that women can take of the, I don't know how to do it. I can't figure this out. It's like, dude, really?
Well,
no.
Maybe Paula's waiting until Drew graduates from high school and then she's going to go.
Staying together for the kids.
That's when she's going to leave me. That's when she'll
leave
me.
She's just keeping a journal of like all of these moments, like 5/21/25. Yeah. Bill did not know where the water meter was.
Yeah, hang on. That show will be in about 10 years, so.
Oh, that'll be a doozy.
Bill's divorce show.
Oh, God.
10 years from right now. Something to look forward to.
Not a real thing, by the way. We're just kidding.
We got to get going. We have your chance to win some tickets, either Kesha tickets or Halsey tickets, coming up after 9 with a Q keyword. Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let's play one more time. Great Lakes Science Center tickets. That's in less than 10 minutes.
Don't go far. More confessions, conversations, and Cleveland next on the Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa on Q104.
Amy in Toledo. Good morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you here. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you will win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have 5 questions. Are you ready, Amy?
Yes.
Question one, the name of the 2008 movie where Liam Neeson uses his particular set of skills to rescue his daughter.
Is it called Taken?
Question two, who are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex?
Elizabeth and John.
Question three, in 1999, the album Millennium was released by what band?
Is it the Beatles?
Question four, what is the name of the man wearing the bow tie on this famous brand of popcorn?
Oh my gosh, I know him. It's Mr. like with an O, Alverson or something.
Do you want to try to guess or
Benny.
All right, final question. If you have singletus, that means you are suffering from what?
Singletus?
Singletus.
Being single.
All right, Amy, let's get Alyssa back into the studio right now. Amy, how is it that you are listening to our show and you live in Toledo?
So I'm visiting my ex-boyfriend who lives in Cleveland.
Okay. So have you ever heard of our show before?
Yeah, I actually listen to it all the time.
Okay. Now, why are you visiting your ex-boyfriend? We're playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge, but this might turn into a whole different thing, Alyssa, because it's Amy in Toledo. She's visiting her ex. Why are you visiting your ex?
Well, I was still in love with him until I found out that he's been sleeping with other girls when I was here.
Girl, as much as I want you to be in Cleveland, like, come hang out with us. Don't go hang out with your ex. No way. Uh-uh.
I know.
So that explains why he's your ex.
Yes.
But why were you visiting him?
You know, it's hard to let go.
It is hard to let go.
All right.
Hard to walk away.
So are you driving home right now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
As you do, it's like, it wouldn't be called the drive of shame, would it, Alyssa?
No.
No, it kind of is, but it's fine.
Okay. Well, if she says it is, then sure, it's the drive of shame.
Okay. This is great. But we are playing a game right now, and I have to remember that. All right, Alyssa, I'm not even going to tell you how Amy did. We're going to go through the five questions here, and then we'll tally it up at the end, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I just came into a whirlwind.
I know. There's so much going on. I have so many more questions, but I have to remember we're supposed to be playing a game right now. All right. Question number one, the name of the 2008 movie where Liam Neeson uses his particular set of skills.
Taken.
Okay. I didn't even need to finish the question. Alyssa knew that one.
No, that movie is why my family freaks out anytime I cross the country's border.
Ah, that's funny. All right, question two. Who are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex?
Is that Prince William and Kate Middleton?
Sorry, it's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
I thought they were out of the royal family.
They're still the Duke and Duchess, right?
Are they?
Were you saying that they were stripped of that title?
I thought they were.
Okay. We'll do a live fact check on that.
Oh, nope. I'm looking it up now. I am wrong on that. Hit me with the buzzer.
All right. Question three. In 1999, the album Millennium was released by what band?
Backstreet Boys.
That is correct. Question four. What is the name of the man wearing the bow tie on the box of this famous brand of popcorn?
Orville Redenbacher.
Yes. Final question. If you have singletus, that means you are suffering from what?
Numbness of the fingers?
Great guess. I'm interested to find out how you got there. Singletus is the medical term for hiccups.
Oh,
I thought you might know that because you have hiccups all the time.
I do have hiccups all the time, but no, I didn't know that. I learned something new today.
Okay, so final score. Alyssa had four questions right today. Unfortunately, Amy only had one.
Oh, man, I was hoping that I lost this one because Amy's driving home from her ex-boyfriend's house. I feel like she needs a win here.
I know, I was like really hoping, but the questions were hard.
Those were kind of tough.
How about this? How about if we give Amy the tickets to the Great Lakes Science Center on one condition? She can't take her ex-boyfriend. She can't give one of the tickets to her ex-boyfriend.
I like that. Amy, these tickets are all yours. You've got four of them. None of them can go to your ex.
Oh my gosh, four tickets. I've never been there.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. If this is your first time going, oh, I'm excited for you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited. Yay. My name is Amy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.